begin.
Secretary will take the roll.
Anderson, Bach, Berglund, Betzold, Bonoff, Carlson, Chaudhry, Clark, Cohen, Dahl, Dibble, Dill, Dahl, Erickson, Ropes, Fischbach, Phoebe, Foley, Fredrickson, Gerlach, Gimsey, Han, Higgins, Ingebrigtsen, Johnson, Jungbauer, Kielash, Koch, Coring, Kubli, Langseth, Latz, Limmer, Laurie, Lynch, Marty, Metzen, Michelle, Moi, Murphy, Olsen, Olson G, Olson M, Ortman, Pappas, Parisot, Perry, Pogemiller, Pretner Solon, Rest, Roebling, Rosen, Rummel, Saltzman, Saxhog, Scheid, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Skogan, Sparks, Stumpf, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Vanderveer, Vickerman, Uyghur.
Quorum is present. First order of business is reports of committees. Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, I move that the reports of the committees put in the agenda be now adopted.
On the motion, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Next order of business is second reading of Senate bills. They are printed on today's agenda. Without objection, second reading of Senate bills. The next order of business is second reading of House bills. There's one printed on today's agenda. Without objection, second reading of House bills. Next order of business is introduction and first reading of Senate bills. There's one change on page one. Senate file 3226 will be sent to the Finance Committee. Without objection, introduction, first reading of Senate bills. Next order of business is motions and resolutions. There are a number of authors' motions. Without objection, we'll take them as one motion. All those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Couple authors' motions. Senator Murphy, I guess, is excused for today. Next order of business is, remaining on motions and resolutions, there's one resolution on today's agenda, Resolution 159. Without objection, the resolution will be sent to the Rules Committee. Somebody do this for her. Senator, remaining on motion, Senator Saltzman, do you have a motion to make?
I do, Mr. President. I move that Senate File 3113 be withdrawn from the Committee on Transportation and be referred to Finance Committee.
Okay. This is your bill, and on the Saltzman motion, all those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevailed. Remaining on motion, Senator Sieben.
Mr. Chair, I move that House File 311, number one on the calendar, be stricken and placed on the general orders.
3111, a very, very brief explanation. This is your bill.
Mr. Chair, this is my bill, and we're taking the House language.
Oh, you want to move it back to general orders. Okay, on the Sieben motion, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Senator Sieben, do you have another motion on House File 3108?
Yes, Mr. Chair, I move that House File 3108, number 2 on the calendar, be stricken and placed on general orders.
This is your bill, and...
Yes, Mr. Chair, this is the Election Administration Bill.
Sieben motion. All those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Senator Pogemiller, I believe that completes the work at the desk.
Mr. President, on motions, I would like to take up the consent calendar. There's one on there that it would be good to process today. So remaining on motions and resolutions, I move that we take up the Senate consent calendar.
On the Pogemiller motion to take up the consent calendar, all those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Senator Saxog. Senator Saxog, number two on the consent calendar, Senate File 2494. Senator Saxog.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members, you have before you today Senate File 2494. This is a resolution as the result of the Permanent School Fund Advisory Committee's extensive work over the interim to help us generate more revenue from the school trust lands and the Boundary Waters Canoe Area. It is a resolution, but it could be termed an agreement in principle. There are roughly 85,000 acres of school trust land embedded in the BWCA that we hope to either sell or exchange in a new proposal with the U.S. Forest Service. In the past, the discussion was always an either-or situation. We could either exchange the land or receive payment. The new proposal is a hybrid and would take on both approaches. The DNR and the U.S. Forest Service are working on an exchange of approximately 27,000 acres, roughly a third of the acres, of federal forest land outside the BWCA. The land the state will acquire will generate long-term revenue for the school trust fund and help achieve consolidation of matching up surface and mineral rights. The amount of cash the state will receive will be based on the appraisals of the remaining two-thirds acreage not exchanged. The Permanent School Fund Advisory Committee and the Sale and Exchange of the BWCA Subcommittee work extensively with the DNR, the U.S. Forest Service, environmental organizations, habitat and wildlife advocates, and wood products industry personnel, along with the range delegation. I want to again thank Senator Lynch for the legislation she authored and we passed 2 years ago that made money from the school trust fund become an addition to the education budget instead of supplanting general fund dollars. That, along with our crisis in education funding, has put these lands right in front of us. The resolution is clear on our intentions and the proposal that the DNR and Forest Service are working towards. The Forest Service suggested that this resolution would be the best way to achieve our objectives with the federal government. We need to find some ways to generate more revenue for school trust lands and education. Thank you, Mr. President. I will stand for questions.
Discussion. Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
Senate File 2494, a resolution memorializing Congress and the Secretary of Agriculture to appropriate money and negotiate with the state of Minnesota on the sale and exchange of school trust lands.
Secretary will take the roll. All senators having voted, desire to vote, secretary will close the roll. There being 62 ayes, 0 nays, the bill is passed. It's title agreed. Remaining on the consent calendar, number one on the consent calendar, Senate File 2946, Senator Prentner Solon.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate File 2946 is a license reinstatement diversionary pilot program that was passed last year, and it allows people who are of low income and are unable to pay their fees up front on traffic violations to pay it over time and to have their license reinstated as long as they stay in good standing with paying their fees on time and with their court decree. This only asks that we extend that pilot program for 18 months. The fees are high, and they need more time to assess the effectiveness. So far, it has been very effective, but people haven't been able to pay their fees off because they're so high. I ask for your support for Senate File 2946. I'd be willing to stand for questions.
Further discussion on Senate File 2946. Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
Senate File 2946, a bill for enacting a driver's licenses, allowing collection of fees under the License Reinstatement Diversion Pilot Program to be extended for 18 months.
Secretary will take the roll. All senators having voted, desire to vote, secretary close the roll, or being 63 ayes, 0 nays, the bill is passed and state agreed to. Senator Pogermiller.
Mr. President, members, we are going to break for a skeleton crew to take a committee report on from the Finance Committee later, but there'll be no other votes today. So I'd like to yield to anybody who has an announcement, but we will recess to the call of the chair. But only for taking committee reports. I think Senator Vickerman wanted to read something today under announcements.
On announcements, Senator Vickerman.
Well, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, this is Minnesota Agriculture Week. Whereas Minnesota agriculture helps feed the world, fuels our nation's economy, and is the sixth largest agriculture producer in the United States. And whereas Minnesota agriculture exports contribute nearly $5.5 billion for the state's economy, and whereas the stewardship of Minnesota farmers and ranchers ensures a sustainable resource base for future generations, and whereas Minnesota farmers and ranchers uphold the rural character of the state as they provide the most abundant, safest, most affordable, and ethical food and fiber supply in the world, and whereas Minnesota agriculture builds on centuries of progress by constantly seeking advances in science, research, technology, and production, and the marketing to meet the demand of the changing consumer needs and complex and world's market. Therefore, as Chairman of the Senate Agriculture, Veterans, and Policy Division, I want to recognize the week of March 14th through the 20th, 2010, as Minnesota Agriculture Week and urge all citizens to be attentive to the contribution of the agriculture state of Minnesota. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator Rest.
Thank you, Mr. President. Once again, I'd like to remind people, members, to turn in their ballot for the Topic Selection Subcommittee for the Legislative Audit Commission. They are due on Wednesday, but I hope you will take a moment and get them in early. Thank you.
Senator Betzel.
Mr. President, if there are no announcements of Senate interest, on behalf of Senator Pogermiller, I move the Senate recess to the call of the chair, again, for the only for the purpose of accepting reports of committees and announcement that the Senate DFL caucus will meet immediately after this session in room 112. So I move the Senate recess to the call of the chair.
Before that, I recognize the motion, Senator Murphy, Senator Sparks, Langseth, and Bach will be excused from today's session. And Senator Rest from 11 to 11:20. Senator Senjum.
Mr. President, I see the majority leader has left, but would anybody on the majority know what's going on Thursday or help us plan this week a little bit? We arrived at the Senate this morning, at least the minority did, having really no idea of what was going to occur here today, and it would be helpful if we had some idea about what to prepare for. It allows us to caucus ahead of time.
Senator Clark, did you hear the discussion by, maybe you want to repeat, or she might have an answer. If not, we'll, do we know what's going on Thursday? I guess is the... Senator Clark.
Mr. President and Senator Senjum, while some things are still a little bit in flux, we believe that GAMC could be coming up Wednesday or Thursday and a few general orders. The budget bill is probably not until next week. Clearly, we've got committees that have a lot of work to do and a lot of members' bills to be getting through, so the focus really needs to also be on that. And Senator Senjum, we will let you know for sure when we know.
And thank you, Senator Clark. And again, for the benefit, I think, all of the members, it's helpful if we know certainly a little bit in advance, preferably a day at least, if we know what's coming up the next day.
Okay, that's fair. Senator Limmer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator Clark, I think the reason why Senator Senjum is asking the question is that for about the last 3 weeks, the minority caucus has not had any advance notice of what will be discussed. Sometimes we only learn that maybe within a half hour of that day's session. Now, in order for us to represent the people back home in our respective districts, I would urge you in your position to convince the leaders in your caucus to perhaps give us a little more warning of what the day's agenda will be. Even a day ahead would be helpful, and it probably could help our discussion go along rather smoothly. Thank you.
Senator Clark.
Mr. President, Senator Limmer, just very briefly, I think all members should remember that anything on general orders could come up at any time, so it's a good idea to be very familiar with that, because depending on how long our floor sessions are, what we're waiting for, what members want to take up, because different members want to take their bills up, they could come up at any time. And the consent calendar obviously is put out there as well. Clearly, to the extent possible, that we all know nobody's getting any special information ahead of time. We're all getting information about the same time, but hopefully GAMC will be Wednesday, possibly Thursday.
Senator Senjum.
And thank you, Mr. President, and thank you, Senator Clark. We all need to know what's on general orders, but there must be 50 to 60 of those, Mr. President, already listed, at least in our packet, and it would, you know, I would continue to say, and I think I say this for all members, it's helpful to know when we arrive at the on the floor in the morning, you know, which 5 or 10 we're going to do. I don't think we need to prepare for 60 or so every day.
Further discussion, Senator Betzel renews his motion that the Senate recess to the call of the chair. All those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Senate stands in recess.
Senate will come to order, Senator Polgar Miller.
Mr. President, under motions, I'd move that we revert to committees of report.
Without objection, we'll revert to the fifth order of business, reports of committee. Senator Polgar Miller.
Mr. President, I move that the committee reports printed in the addendum be now adopted.
On that motion, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Those opposed, motion prevails.
Any other work, Mr. President?
Well, that's second reading. Sixth order of business, second reading of Senate bills. The bills printed in the addenda are given its second reading. Senator Pogomiller.
Mr. President, I move the Senate adjourn till Wednesday, March 17th. March 17th. Aaron Gabra, 11 a.m.
On that motion, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Those opposed, motion prevails. Senate stands adjourned.
Suppose you don't care that it's